Not the atoms that go into it, but the way those atoms are put together. The cosmos is also within us. We're made of spark stuff. We are away from the cosmos to know itself.
We're on the air.
Oh boy, again.
Hey, Symphony of Science. Let's leave that on while I find a number. Not my favorite song, though.
Yeah, it's not mine either. There's some really good dubstep versions of...
Symphony of Science?
No, not Symphony of Science specifically, but of Carl Sagan talking and using some of the samples, the same samples that Symphony of Science does.
Ah, that's awesome.
I know not everybody likes dubstep, but...
I'm really getting into it lately. It's like a primal theme.
It's like it's just the heavy bass. You know, it's not perfect. I just really enjoy some of the really, you know, good composed ones.
Yeah. That's all I'm listening to on dubstep on Pandora is dubstep now.
Yeah.
And I've got like three or four really just awesome favorites. I wish I could just play my favorites.
I need to look them up though. Exactly.
Okay, this is Target and Alton. Are you going to talk or am I?
I'll talk.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Alton Target.
Alton? It's Alton.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
If we're calling the Alton store, they shouldn't say Alton.
Ding.
Thanks for calling the Alton Target. Can I help you find something?
Hi, this is Stephanie. I was just hired on last week. And
yeah.
I'm supposed to know all these things, and I've just forgotten a couple of them. And I'm supposed to go in for work later tonight. And I was just wondering, what is the code that you press to answer phone calls on the wireless handsets?
What did you say? What's the code you use to what?
To answer phone calls on the wireless handsets.
Huh. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know the wireless handsets that everyone walks around using?
The walkies?
Not the walkies, but just the phones. You know, when someone... The red phones. When somebody, you know...
Oh, when you want to dial out?
No, when someone's calling in and you need to answer the line. Yeah, there's like...
if they tell you... 2280 or whatever, you just pick up the phone and you punch 2280.
2280, that's what it was. What are the other examples of the same thing? Is it like 2281? I thought there was a couple of them I needed to know.
I mean, they'll tell you, you know, if they say, like housewares, you know, you have a call on 2281, you go over and you just pick up the phone and punch 2281. If they say 2280, it's 2280, whatever they say.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
But
what if you pick up an outside
If like you're wandering around and it says, you know, the automated thing comes over, it says guest needs assistance in housewares or whatever.
Okay.
Then you go over to the housewares department and you just pick up the phone because that's what they've done. They've pushed a button there, you know. There's either a little button on the side that you press to get rid of it, or you just lift up the phone.
You have to physically walk over there. You can't just pick it up from any phone.
Yeah, it has to be the housewares phone or whatever, you know.
Oh, I
see. Men's phone or whatever.
Oh.
What department are you going to be working in? Are you soft lines or hard lines or?
Hard lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me everything, but I just totally forgot, and I just wanted to call and make sure before I walk in, and the manager...
Oh, you'll learn it again, you know.
I know. I just wanted to make a good impression.
What time are you coming in? I mean, you're not coming in tonight.
Oh, I was just going to come in tonight to talk to the manager about my schedule for next week. And I was just afraid that she might quiz me on some of the stuff that we, you know, talked over.
Oh, no, probably not.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, it's just, you know, you'll get it when you're here. You know, if you forget, you just ask over the walkie, you know.
And everybody's...
How do I do this? Where is this at? Or whatever, and somebody will help you.
Everyone's pretty...
You know,
helpful.
Till you get it down.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
don't worry.
I'm a little less nervous now. Thank you so much.
I know. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
But she told you how to call departments.
Yeah,
which
well,
is good.
You have to pick up the phone and call the department yourself for it to pick up the line, I think. So we need to find out what the list of department name or numbers are.
Okay, here.
So we should call another one and make sure it's the same.
Okay, we're going to call a Target in Edwardsville, Illinois.
Okay. Should I just do the same thing? Ask them the same?
Make sure you ask how.
Thank you for calling the Edwardsville Target store.
If the line's on hold.
On Thursday, November 24th, the store will be closed.
If the line's on hold, how do I
On Friday, November 25th, the store will Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
It's 912. They might be closed. I need to call on the West Coast.
Welcome to Edwardsville Target. This is Pam.
Hi.
Can I help you find something?
Oh, this is Stephanie. I was hired on last week, and I start on Monday. And I just forgot a couple things about the phone system, and I wanted to make sure I knew them before I came in, and I was quizzed on it. I know I went and did a walkthrough with the manager and everything, and I should know at this point, but I just forgot a few things, and do you remember how to pick up a phone line if they're on hold, like the code that you dial into the phone?
Okay. Just a minute here.
Okay.
Hang on, please.
Okay.
So, pick up a call. Stephanie, she was retired, and she wants to ask some questions before she stops on system before she has her quiz. Do pick up a call?
This is Brooke. Can I help you find something?
Oh, this is Stephanie. I was just calling to. I was just trying to do a refresher on the codes that I use to pick up the different lines in the store when I'm working.
Yes.
Do you? Could I ask you about what those are, and so I can write them down and memorize them?
You just hit. You pick up the phone, then you hit 22, 81, 82,
and
whichever line they say it's on.
And do those coincide with different departments?
No.
Oh.
It's just
those
if
are
the
just...
operator picks up the phone and they say, well, if they say, South Line Java call on 2280, you just pick up the phone and dial 2280.
Oh, I see. So it's just the lines that it's indicating, not the departments.
Yes.
How many lines are there in total?
Six.
Six? So up to 2286?
Yeah, it goes from 2280 to 2286.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So I guess there's technically seven.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Well, that's very easy. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Wonderful.
Okay. So 2280 to 2287. I that completely jogged my memory. It used to be 21 and 22 is how we answered back in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I bet you this little text file thing I did in 97 is not worth anything.
Oh.
But let me call one more, and I want to ask them something.
Okay.
I'm going to call Fresno. I'm surprised that one was open. It was, 9:30. I guess that's not very late.
Did you hear the conversation that was going on in the background?
Yeah, they were all confused.
They were very confused as to why I was calling. It was pretty interesting.
Thank you for calling the Fresno South Target store.
Ooh.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the
nice
operator.
Accent, lady.
It's not very loud. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Say something.
Hello.
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 Hello. Okay, let me try the next one. Well, that's all the information we need, but I still want to ask them how departments
are
formatted.
Thank you for calling the Fresno North Target store.
North.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling Target North. Can I help you find something?
Hi. Oh, I was trying to reach the other department in toys, but I'm in the store. Wait, I'm an employee. How would I guess I dialed the wrong thing. How do I get toys? What's their extension?
You dialed the operator, but the toys extension is, I actually do not know because it's not on here.
Well,
but,
what's sporting goods?
What was that?
What is sporting goods then? Extension?
It doesn't say sporting goods. The only thing it says on here, it's like jewelry, it's fitting room, it's Starbucks receiving.
Which jewelry is which extension is jewelry?
Jewelry is 229.
229. Oh, wait, so Starbucks is 230?
Starbucks is... No, Starbucks is 389.
389?
Yes.
Oh, so what is Housewares then?
I don't know. It doesn't say it on my list.
Oh, which other... Could you just quickly read me the numbers, and that way I'll know, and I won't keep doing this to you. I'm really sorry.
The other ones around here are guest service, jewelry, electronics, photo, food avenue, Starbucks, fitting room, stock room, chargebacks, receiving, and pharmacy.
I know, but can you tell me the extensions? Like, what's guest services extension?
Okay, 1 second.
There's something beeping she had to answer.
Hey, were you on hold for Boys and Girls?
Oh, no, but I need to know what the extension is for guest services.
236.
236? Uh-huh. No, I didn't say guest services. I said electronics. Which extension is that?
255.
255. And also the stocking room or fitting room. Do you know the extension for that?
Is this a guest calling?
Oh, no. I'm a new employee in the store.
Oh, 220.
220 is the fitting room?
The fitting room?
Oh, yeah. What's 220?
220 was the stock room.
Oh, stock room. And then what's the fitting room?
203.
Perfect. Great. Now I can take over the store. And it will all be mine. And you are
and
doomed!
You are doomed! 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 Doomed!
That was amazing.
Okay, so we know the format of departments. And it's weird. 2-2, 2-2-2. A lot of everything starts with 2-2. It's weird that there are 4-digit extensions and 3-digit. You'd think they'd all have to be the same, you know?
Not if they have a really fancy phone system that, you know, covers like 600 lines or something, and then they just kind of pick whatever is available without caring.
I see.
It might be different for different stores, even.
That's going to confuse me later.
That's not.
arrows.
Okay.
You're doomed. You're doomed. You're doomed. You're
what
doomed.
Other what other information can we get from them that would be useful? Let's take some calls.
If you have any ideas on what other information we should have on Target, call us at 505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype. This is Black Friday, 2011. We're live. We're not a recording. So
but
call
all
us.
Of your recordings say that.
God damn it.
Shit.
But this isn't going to be replayed ever.
Oh, why not? It's Black Friday.
That's true. Yeah. I'll save it. I will.
Yeah. It's not that good.
I've been enjoying this, though.
So. No, tomorrow this is where the money is.
If you're listening, if you didn't hear us like an hour or two ago when we talked to Trevor, we have an extension phone in my room right now that is... extension number 3 at a Target in Portland.
Yes.
And tomorrow we're going to be on that extension answering calls for customers all day.
Yay.
From their parking lot.
We're going to tell them that they can't return anything.
Without bribes.
They need to give us bribes, cash money bribes. And we need to send, and the bribes need to go to our personal addresses. And we'll think about it after that.
This is so amazing. It's going to be awesome if they didn't desync our phone.
There's no way. There's no
way. I'm just paranoid.
How would they... Could they even do that? Could you even, like, get rid of all the pairs from the base station?
I don't see how, because there's no controls. Okay, look. I need to run downstairs. This searches for music, and then you can play it.
Okay.
But if you want to search for songs, then I'll just give you a second.
All right.
The sea of space, the stars are from the sun. We've traveled this way before.
Whoops.
And there is much to be learned.
Test. Oh, I guess I'm still on. If anyone has any ideas for further information, we could...
Hello.
Wait.
Hello.
Hey, what's up there, Juggy Gales?
Who's calling?
Hey, how do you say there, Sugarface?
Who?
Where's Juggy Gales?
Well, who's calling?
There we go. That's better. I want suggestions on what other further information we could get from Target to have some amazing prank calls tomorrow. Trying to figure out Brad's software here.
Psychosemantic police.
Right, we're going back to some other shit.
How in the fuck can you do anything about it?
Nope, I gotta go.
We're
this is what it's all about.
You're not. You're biological.
What do you
want to
play?
Product of the cosmological
Madhouse Life?
Universe. Your molecular matter.
There we go.
This is the Rocking Horse Dance Barn.